O Lord, may the meditations and all of our hearts and the words from my lips be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Perhaps some of you parents remember vividly a time when your child was with you one moment and gone the next. Stress? A little anxiety? Guilt because you weren't carefully watching your little one? Such feelings erupt inside of us whenever we discover our child is missing. It was no different for Mary and Joseph. Returning from the feast of the Passover, they go a day's journey and realize they've overlooked an important detail. Their son Jesus is missing. Now, I suppose it's one thing to lose a child, but the Son of the Most High God, the very child that Simeon said would save his people from their sins and be a light unto the Gentiles, Emmanuel is lost. Jesus is lost to the Holy Family, and so after searching in vain amongst relatives and friends, they abandon their caravan and head back to Jerusalem to look for Jesus. Mary, the temple of God, the mother of God, the woman blessed amongst all women, is in great distress. She goes through the torture and anguish that any mother goes through at the loss of their child. Imagine the thoughts whirling around in her head as she and Joseph searched a bustling city teeming with people to find a 12-year-old boy. Lost, kidnapped, killed, the possibilities ran wild as the anxious parents frantically sought their child for 3 long, worrisome days. It took them 3 days to find Jesus. And they find him in the temple. They find him in the house of God, and not just as a passive observer, but they find Jesus sitting smack dab in the middle of Israel's teachers, asking them questions, impressing them with his answers and his understanding. They don't find him amongst families and friends. They don't find him in the taverns and the guest rooms of Jerusalem. They find him in the house of God. They find him in the house of his Father. A testimony in and of itself that Jesus is the very Son of God. Now, even still, Mary does what every mother does when God permits their children to be found, and that is, she chastens her son for his disappearance. She suffered because of it. She went through great distress. The sainted, blessed Mother of God went through a trial following the feast of the Passover because her son was lost. Gone from her sight, and during those 3 tortuous days, who knew if she would ever see him again? God, out of his wisdom, mercy, and love, sometimes permits his saints to undergo trials and tribulation. Peter, Mary, David, Solomon, Job, Isaiah, Jeremiah, the list continues to show us that even the faithful walk through the fires of affliction. God allows this to happen, just like he decreed the people of Israel to wander around in the wilderness for 40 years before reaching the land of promise. It may sound a little harsh, but that rebellious, stubborn nation needed to go through times of hunger and thirst, fiery serpents, and even death to realize one important point. Don't trust in yourself, but trust in the God who brought you out of bitter bondage and into the land of peace, promise, and prosperity. All the saints go through the refiner's fire. Even the Mother of God, as she sought her child. The refiner's fire, flames of affliction, whatever they may be in your life, I know they're there. They burn. These flames melt. and they kill, but they teach us something. That fire teaches us something, and that is it shows us how weak and desperate we really are. The flames of affliction remind us of our need for a gracious God who provides for us and saves us. Mary had every reason to be puffed up with pride and conceit. She's the mother of God, for crying out loud. The favored vessel of the very Son of God in her womb. And yet we hear from Holy Scripture that her life was filled with plenty of trial and tribulation. Everything from birthing in a stable, fleeing Herod as she ran into Egypt, losing Jesus outside of Jerusalem, to, yes, seeing him hang and die on a Roman cross. She was no stranger to any of this. Such trials, they humble us. And they teach us, friends, not to rest in the strength of our own sinful flesh. And that's a strong temptation, isn't it? To look to yourself, to depend upon your own strength instead of the strength of the Most High God. The evil that inhabits us from conception, tainting our flesh, polluting our minds, that evil, that original sin, drives us to want to trust in our own intellect, our emotions, our feelings, even our hearts. Selfish pride, it's deeply rooted. Selfish pride is deeply rooted in each and every one of us, and it causes us to look at ourselves and worship ourselves and esteem ourselves and put ourselves on a pedestal, and we end up worshiping the creation rather than the Creator. Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mother, went through plenty of affliction, but it reminded her of her need for a gracious, merciful God who protects us and loves us even in our darkest hour. Our sorrow, our pain, our mental and physical, spiritual anguish, all of that reminds us our flesh is indeed finite. Our bodies are weak. They experience decay. The mind of a baptized believer is sanctified by the Holy Spirit, but can just as easily chase after the voice of Satan. Now, Scripture calls Satan a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And just as he operated through Herod's bloody rampage on the children of Bethlehem, we heard about that last week, he operates today, going after God's church. And sometimes his attacks are successful. And a sheep is dragged from the fold and therefore out of the kingdom. Faith in Christ can become lost during the storms of your life. You begin to wonder if, like Mary, you've lost Jesus. You've lost your Savior because you really blew it this time. As a parent feels guilt over losing their child in a supermarket or at the fairgrounds, maybe you feel guilt over a sin that you have committed. Perhaps you look at the circumstances you find yourself in right now and think, God is displeased with me. Maybe 2013 didn't turn out too well. Maybe 2014 isn't off to the start that you were hoping for. And the temptation is in your mind, perhaps my God has abandoned me. I'm not a good parent because I lost my son in Home Depot. He had better things to do than hang around with good old dad. That's a true story. We've been there. Mary went through profound stress as she and Joseph looked for Jesus. But friends, by the grace of God, Jesus wasn't lost, but he was exactly where he needed to be, in his Father's house, doing what his Father sent the Son to do, and that is revealing to the world that he is begotten of God, sent to restore humanity and be that promised salvation for the world. Mary and Joseph get a lesson here, and that is their son did not come to serve himself. He did not come to appease his parents 24/7, no, but Christ came to do his Father's bidding. Like an obedient son, he accomplishes the task of reconciling the world to God, redeeming it from the bondage of sin and death, and making it that new creation where now we can wait with the hope of our Lord's return. And all this he does by going to Golgotha, dying to be your Savior. It's this child, this Savior that Mary finds in the temple, the very physical location where God once promised the nation of Israel that he would be found there to forgive them, to pardon them of their sins. It is in this place that Christ is found by Mary and Joseph, as a 12-year-old boy impressing the people. Let us take this point from it. Always go to where Christ promises to be found. Go to where your Savior promises to be for you, because the trials will come. 2014 will bring its own challenges. The wind and waves of fallen creation will batter you, and your faith in Christ will be attacked. But remember, Mary's great distress is alleviated when God permits himself to be found in his house. Brothers and sisters in Christ, your Savior is never lost. He promises to be found, and you can find him quite simply in his holy word. Simply crack the pages of Holy Scripture, and you will hear the comforting, consoling voice of your Lord and your Savior. Go to where Christ promises to be found. We hear in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus say, where two or three are gathered in his name, there I am among them. Receive this banquet. This banquet where Christ says, that's my body and my blood. And it's for the nourishment of your soul and the forgiveness of your sins. Avail yourselves of these gifts as often as you can in 2014, 2015. As long as you are here, take advantage of your Savior who comes to you in his word, who comes to you here to pardon you, to forgive you, to remind you of everything that he has stored up for you by his cross and his blood. Do not despair. Don't lose hope. Do not worry about 2014, 2015, or any year God permits you to be here, because it is but for a little while, friends. We are here but for a little while until God in his wisdom on that day will take you from this valley of sorrows to be with himself. A time when he will relieve you of your mourning, your crying, your tears. Blessed are those who mourn. You will be comforted. Christ promises this. And so let us pray. Let us pray that we hold on to this promise, as did Joseph, as did Mary, and all the saints who now reside in eternal glory. Amen. Now that the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus from now until life everlasting. Amen.